Marriage is hard, you know? Is anybody married here? Right. Married, or as I like to call it, pre-divorced. Marriage is hard because you fight about the stupidest shit. To me, the mystery isn't why half of all marriages end in divorce. It's why the other half end in more marriage. You know, there's that study. They say that people who are married live longer, as if that's supposed to make you think that it's because you're healthier and more balanced and whatever. That's not the reason. It's because you're just waiting for the other person to die. Because that's how you know you won. And women live longer than men. Because women are nature's perfect killing machines. That is their biological function. To kill the male species. But I am married. We have two kids. A girl and a boy. Thank you. Surrey and Maddox. And they are such a blessing, you guys. These kids are gifts from God. They're gifted. Any parents here? Probably not. You're all single and young. You parents, do you think your kids are gifted? Thinking your children are gifted. Every parent thinks their kid is gifted. Thinking your child is gifted is the exact same impulse as the guy who goes to the strip bar and says, "I think she really likes me." No, dude, I'm serious. I know everybody says it, but I really do think she likes me. She doesn't like you, and your kids are dumb. My kids are dumb. I know that. I have dumb kids. Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. My kid likes jokes. My son likes jokes, and he always wants me to tell him jokes. And, you know, I have to explain to him that although I'm a comedian, I don't really know any jokes, you know. And when I give him my sardonic commentary about pop artifacts from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, he's very fucking underappreciative, you know what I mean? So he's taken it upon himself to write his own joke. And I will tell you the joke if you'd like to hear it. It's not a very good joke. It goes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Good, you guys. Monkey.
Monkey who?
Monkey fish stick. Kind of disappointing, right? Well, so's my son. No, wait a minute. He's 6 years old. At this point in his life, you'd think he'd be able to construct a fucking knock-knock joke that makes sense. Halloween was a disappointment, you guys. This year was the first year that my kids were old enough to be able to choose their own costumes, right? And I was so excited about this because I thought to myself, well, Halloween is the perfect opportunity for them to utilize the entire breadth and width and depth of their imaginations, right? Because you can be anything for Halloween, right? Here's what my kids decided to be. My son wanted to be a pirate. My daughter wanted to be a princess. The most trite, hackneyed, fucking cliched costumes imaginable. I was like, you know, don't you want to be, you know, Surrey, don't you want to be a rainbow? Maddox, don't you want to be the mystical land of Brigadoon? Or you could go as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Like, no. Pirate and princess. You know what the kid next door went as? A cat's tail. Not a cat. A cat's tail. When he came to my door, and I understood what his costume was, I didn't give him candy. I wrote him a check for $25, and I gave him a hug. When my son told me he wanted to be a pirate, I said, why don't you just dress up like a fucking jerk off? Because that's what you're gonna look like to me.